don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this Tuesday, July 15th edition. Joining us, as usual, is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Well, we need a quick field report here in the short segment. How did things go in court last week?
Well, it's too difficult to explain in a short segment, but I will tell you this much, that the ruling that basically came out of Judge Hunter's courtroom a week ago today is that local units of government, like here in Otsego County, our planning commission, do not have to follow Public Act 233 when citing solar, wind, and battery facilities, which is completely contrary to the entirety of that law, Public Act 233, that strips away local zoning control. So it was really, really interesting what happened. I can't get too far into it because it just confused the hell out of everybody.
Sure.
But ultimately, what he ruled was that Otsego County was not required. Actually, I think the language he used was the planning committee, Public Act 233 has no relevance on this case, is what he said. I believe those are his words. He did not allow us to record it. He did not allow oral arguments. And that's not necessarily unusual for either situation.
Okay.
We did not ask ahead of time to record, which we did during our Iron Pig hearings. We didn't this time. He also did not allow oral arguments, and I believe I know why. We submitted so many briefs and so many, not evidence, but other cases, that he had a whole thing written down, and he went right through it and just read the whole thing off. And ultimately, that's what he said, was that Public Act 233 has no relevance on this case. And we're kind of like, wow, that's kind of amazing. So that's what we're now telling everybody, is there's a ruling in Otsego County that says local units of government do not have to follow Public Act 233.
Now, not to belinger the point, but we need to get into it a little bit more. So let's consider carrying it over into the long segment.
Sure.
Because one of the things that I found to be very interesting, because I was looking for your video and didn't see it. Well, now I know why he didn't allow it, because basically he didn't want to hear any oral arguments. He did not want your attorney nor the attorney for the state to render any kind of arguments into the record. He more or less had received all of your briefs, looked everything over, and had already basically formulated an opinion. Is that basically your take on what took place?
Absolutely, 100%. Yes. And
wow.
Again, that's not out of the normalcy for these things. But we did find it compelling that neither party was allowed to argue our base points in a case that is the first of its kind. You know, of course, there's another case with the 80-some counties that are suing the Public Service Commission, but that's in the Court of Claims.
Right.
You know, and we mentioned that case, and again, he's like, well, you know, these things don't have relevance. So it's very fascinating exactly what he's done. And moreover, we're not done yet. We're actually going back before Judge Hunter again in a few weeks. So again, there's more to it, and this ruling is very confusing, except for the part where he said Public Act 233 has no relevance on this industrial solar plant that's being proposed in Otsego County.
Yeah, we definitely got to talk more, because I thought it was going to be a much longer explanation, and I got more questions than I had before I talked to you.
Tee them up, buddy.
All right. Short break. Ian Murphy, Iron Pig. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Smith & Potosky wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Potosky and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. Let that feeling grab
you. Hey everybody, welcome back. Staying on to the break to answer these questions that you guys are texting into me, and I already have for Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. So, point of clarification, when you guys somewhat had been advocating for these local planning commissions to approve these projects so the people, the actual citizens who were upset with that approval, could take it to court to try to stop it, to keep it at the local court. That was the legal strategy on the first point of clarification, correct?
Yes.
Now, on that point, he didn't really rule in favor of the people to stop the Planning Commission's approval. He basically, the guts of nuts and bolts, bottom line at this point so far, was that basically Public Act 233 has nothing to do with local planning commissions. Is that another accurate statement?
Yes.
On that point then, if that's the case, where do we stand, these people, you and the other folks of Otsego County, that don't want this solar farm put in your county? Where does that part of the case stand?
That's a great question. So technically, we have 21 days to amend our complaint. And that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Essentially what he did in this long statement he gave in court, he went count by count. So we had basically six counts of violations that we felt that RWE and Otsego County Planning Commission violated when they approved this application for an industrial solar plant. So we sued them locally, went to local court. The local judge essentially threw out all six of our arguments and said various things like, you need case precedents, which there is none. Bonker things like Public Act 233 has no relevance here. How can that be possible? That cannot be possible. We cite a case from St. Clair County where we bring in the health department that wrote an order saying that solar panels are bad for the health and well-being of its citizens in St. Clair County.
Sure.
So we put all these things together, and Judge Hunter says, you haven't made a case today. It was wild. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen a judge do. And Judge Hunter is a very good jurist. He knows the Constitution inside and out. He knew the arguments we were trying to make. And for him to turn around and essentially say, none of these points make a difference, Public Act 233 has no bearing on this case. But I'm going to give you 21 days to amend your complaint. And we sat there in court, and my jaw just kind of dropped, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Now I know why he didn't want the thing recorded, and now I know why he didn't allow oral arguments. This case is very, very difficult, and it's a new law which has new meanings behind it, and I think what he's forcing us to do is he's now done two things. One, he's clearly stated several times in that hearing, Public Act 233 has no relevance here. Okay, so that means local municipalities or local units of government, as they're called, don't have to follow Public 233 according to his ruling now. So we are actually seeking further clarification with an order and a hearing about that very question. Why does Public Act 233 not take precedence over a local zoning ordinance? And that's exactly what's happening in St. Clair County. DTE is now suing St. Clair County and is trying to go around them to the Michigan Public Service Commission because St. Clair County is giving them all kinds of trouble trying to put in a industrial solar plant down there. So we have multiple conflicting arguments now, and that's sort of part of what we wanted to do. Is this law is so bad that it is now creating judicial conflict. And that's because the legislative branch wrote a very, very bad law. And this is what happens. We go through the process. The judge says, you haven't made your case, but I'll give you 21 days. Now, what we believe is that, of course, we have made our case, and we don't actually believe that Judge Hunter doesn't believe that we've made our case. We feel he's trying to get us to hone our argument more towards the nuisance portion of it, because nuisance actually has some other things in it as well that can knock out Public Act 233.
Hold that thought right there for 1 second, because here's an interesting dynamic. I had argued that when I read Public Act 233 back in the day when they passed it last year,
mm-hmm.
nuisance is a major catch-all that a lot of local municipalities, they've used it for gravel pits. Mm-hmm. For example, the noises that come out. The semi-trucks using their Jake brakes. One of the gravel pits here in Antrim County is in a hill and a valley situation. So the trucks, once they get to the top of that hill, coming down the hill, they have to put the Jake brakes on in order to, you know, facilitate stopping and being able to turn safely into the gravel pit.
Right.
Nuisance was something I thought of immediately, but I never heard you make that statement or that argument. But now you're thinking that might be something he's kind of directing you guys with this decision?
Yeah, and partially why we didn't focus on that is because the language, well, we felt, and apparently Hunter disagrees, the language in Public Act 233 preempts everything else. The part about the nuisance area is that there is stronger preemption in that. So what Public Act 233 is, it's preempting nearly every local ordinance when revolving around siting solar and wind projects. So the nuisance area has a little bit more teeth than some of these other areas that we brought forward. Now, that's where we believe. So here's what Judge Hunter knows. Our case is going to the next level, regardless if we win or if RWE and Otsego County wins. This case is going to the next level, right? Whether by us or by them. So
sure.
What we also believe is that Judge Hunter, and he knows because he said it to me before the hearing. He says, Mr. Murphy, I understand why you want to record these proceedings. They are of great public significance. So he knows how important this case is, and mm-hmm. it is prima facie. I mean, it's a first-of-its-kind case.
Sure.
And we believe in the ruling he handed down the other day, he wants us to come back with a more honed, more focused argument specifically around the nuisance portion of it. And he didn't have to give us 21 days. He could have said this whole thing is frivolous, because honestly, that's how he acted. And I have great respect for him.
Yeah.
But that's how he acted when he was giving this ruling, this reading of, you know, 45 minutes, where he basically did not ask for any questions from either of the attorneys. He just read a prepared statement after reading all the briefings and all the other stuff that we sent in. And again, I believe that's because he wants to force us in a certain direction and does not want to be convinced by my attorney or others that this case should go in any other direction. So he has an opportunity to put his stamp on it, and that's what he's going to do. He's an environmental guy. He canoes. He does the Osabo Marathon every year. He voiced vocal support or opposition to the Saab ammunition factory in his county, in Crawford County.
Yep.
So while we expect him to be on our side, he has to go by what the letter of the law says. And the letter of the law in Public Act 233, it just sucks. So we've got to show him exactly how bad this law is so he can join our side and say, yes, you are right. It is definitely a vesting clause issue. The legislature definitely give the Michigan Public Service Commission too much authority to override locals. You know, all of these things that we present to him, we've got to distill down a little bit better for him is what I take out of it. But at the same time, he did say Public Act 233 has no bearing. So
now let me ask you this question.
Take that one to the bank.
Take that one to the bank. But here's the point. If he had allowed, let's say you use a different tactic. let's say he allowed oral arguments. Let's say that he would allow your attorney to present a very strong case, which you did in writing, and had found in favor, where he knows that they would have appealed this decision. He didn't want to be overturned at another court.
This so is he, very, very true.
He so on that vein, because judges hate to be overturned by a higher court later on down the road. So basically what he's saying is, guys, you need to kind of go in this direction that'll make this decision I want to make for you guys more bulletproof so it can't be overturned at a higher court. Is that a possible logic he's using?
It is. At the same time, while introducing the idea that Public Act 233 is not the law of the land.
Right.
And that's why we're requesting a hearing on that order, because that's essentially what the order says, is none of these points are valid. We have 21 days to amend our complaint. But in doing so, he said Public Act 233 has no relevance. We would like to know why.
Yes, exactly. Why does it not have any relevance? Because if it's...
Why did they pass a law, Randy? Why did they pass a law?
Exactly, especially when he's saying it's irrelevant to local planning commission's jurisdiction and getting a point of clarification on that law. This, if that stands, and basically we win anyway, because then Public Act 2233 can't go to the Michigan Public Service Commission for approvals.
Exactly. And the 2040 agenda Whitmer set for all renewable energy sources is toast. I mean, it's toast anyways. Any logical person knows that that is total BS.
Yeah.
But this ruling by Hunter last week says Public Act 233, it has no bearing on any of these things, which is just wild. So it's a win, but at the same time, we didn't really win, because if this ruling were to stand, which we're not going to let it, they could build this 45th parallel solar development here in Otsego County, which obviously we do not want.
Right.
So we're not done by any means, but it's so hard to tell people these things like, well, yeah, I mean, we got a favorable ruling, but we kind of got booted out of court, but we get to come back.
Right.
He didn't have to say we can come back. That's completely up to his discretion. And he made it very clear that it was his discretion. I'm giving you 21 days to amend your complaint, yada, yada, yada.
Gotcha.
It was really fascinating. We didn't see much of it coming, but after sitting back and I did record it, the audio, because there was so much information that he gave out. And you can get the transcripts, but reading something on paper is not the same as hearing it live and the inflection in his voice and some of the things that he says. Because honestly, he was a little condescending, and it was just—it seemed very out of character for him.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is a person, and we want this. This is a person that goes by the letter of the law, the Constitution of Michigan. We don't want somebody that's out there going on their feelings or their guts, right? Just because he might be on our team on this particular aspect,
right,
doesn't mean that he would be on our team for something else. He's going by the letter of the law. And he's basically saying the legal arguments that we brought forth last Tuesday need to be refined. And that's what we're going to do.
That's what you're going to do. Man, we didn't get to talk about the Iron Pig at all. Hey, can you stay over for a 5-minute break? Can you hang on with us?
Yeah, sure.
Because I got some business questions for you about operations. Greatly appreciate that. We're going to take a bottom of the hour news break and hold Ian Murphy through it. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.